Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my goodness, I am so excited to talk about something that I absolutely love over at the Children's Theater Company, and you've probably heard about it. This is all about Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and this is a big deal. So welcome to Center Stage. We are opening with the CTC because what they do, we know, is so much fun, just like so many other theaters as well. Here's the thing for me. I have seen this show, three times at the Children's Theater, and I love it. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I have a granddaughter, and at that time, she was about 6 years old, and she would come over to my mom's house, and we would look at videos, and sometimes it's in the basement, and all of a sudden, she'd say, okay, I want to see, you know, How the Grinch Stole Christmas again. And she would watch it like 11, 12, 13 times. And finally, I said to her, honey, I don't want you to be the Grinch. I don't want you to become the Grinch. So let's stop watching it for a while. We know that the holidays are here, but we don't need to watch it this many times. And she finally let it go. And then, of course, the next year, right back on it again. So now that she is 11, almost 12 years old, I don't think she thinks about it as much, but I sure want to surprise her and take her to the Children's Theater to really see this piece again. Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. You don't want to miss it. It's backed by popular demand. Why? Because it is remarkable. It really, what they do at the Children's Theater Company with this particular piece, okay, all the stuff they do, I love. And the artistic director, Peter Brosius, is back, and I am so excited about all of it. This is happening. I will be there. I will have to be there this year. Well, joining us to talk about it is the choreographer, Linda Talcott Lee. And as a choreographer, some people say, oh, you know, choreographers, yeah, you know, they just kind of help make it happen. No, it's so much more than that. Welcome, Linda. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
You know, I was reading a little bit of your bio as a choreographer, and you have credits that include Mulan, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, of course, Roald Dahl's Matilda, the musical, Cinderella at the Children's Theater Company, Romeo and Juliet at the Guthrie, Beauty and the Beast at the Ordway, A Servant's Christmas, Hormel Girls, History Theater. You have an Emmy Award for your choreography work and is a Broadway veteran. We are so honored to have you in the Twin Cities this year to be a part of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So welcome. When do you arrive?
I'm here.
Oh, you're here. This is awesome.
Oh, yes. I'm here. Yes. In fact, this is the sixth time that I have choreographed How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So I feel very fortunate to be here and to work with this amazing cast and Peter Brosius. He's a genius.
He is a genius.
I'm very honored. Yes.
Yeah. And of course, you know, Reed Sigmund. I mean, my goodness, who does not love this man, right? Who does not love him?
I know. He can do anything.
Anything. He's remarkable. Yes. And he's portraying the Grinch, of course. So tell us, you know, young people, especially, you know, those that are 5 to 8 years old, how do they respond to this piece?
They love it. I have to say my favorite shows to watch are the children's shows that they bus in children from schools, and the children is totally interactive. The children try to help him say Merry Christmas when he can't say it. When he says, I'm the best pie thrower in the whole world, or he says something, he chastises the dogs, and the audience will say, no, he's not a bad dog. it's great. So they are really into it. They are sometimes on board with the Grinch, sometimes on board with young Max, but at the end, everybody's on board for the Grinch to make that very important change that happens, which I think is so timely right now for everything that our United States and the world is going through to make someone who is an other accepted and have forgiveness and compassion, and even the young audiences get that immediately.
And it's needed. Yes. We need to hear the story. We need to hear the outcome and then realize what this really means about the holidays and being together. It's just a beautiful sentiment. Now, okay, here's the thing for me. I am so sad to hear that this will also be the final production of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas for director Peter C. Brosius, who will be departing CTC after 27 years. He'll be leaving 2024. What? I mean, who's not going to cry? Come on.
I'm crying. You're making me cry.
Seriously, this is a big deal. And I just found that on the page, and I'm going, oh, my God, no, please. This is, you know, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. This is one of those that is that families are waiting to see for Christmas, for the holidays.
Absolutely.
Because it's teaching the children, no matter how young they are, if they understand some of it, or just by seeing some of the things that are happening on the stage, they get it. And it's remarkable. They think about it. They talk about it. I know my grandchildren did. So what are you seeing in the eyes of those that are in the piece this year? Are they excited?
Oh, they're absolutely excited. I would love to talk about Peter for a moment. Just his work in the room, he is passionate about any piece he's doing.
That's right.
But he has a special passion about Dr. Seuss, Ted Geisel's work, and the way he inspires the cast members, especially the young cast members who don't necessarily know how to think out of the box or are a little bit more reserved. And that man is 150% always acting every part in every fiber of his being. And you just see their eyes in the rehearsal process get bigger and bigger, and they get braver and braver. And all of a sudden, from having no idea what their skill level was, they just blossom by the time we open. And it's working with Peter Brosius. It's working with the wonderful professional company that we have, all of the technicians, the whole creative staff. So they are very, very excited about it, and especially the young people who come back year after year. You can see how much they've grown, how much more confidence they have, and how they know how to attack the material in a positive way. And they've become, especially this year, because we did it 2 years in a row. Oh, well, I think, Miss Linda, last year we did this, and I think that the traffic off stage was this. And I was like, oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much for that, because I didn't know what was happening off stage. So it's a conduit for them to become stronger and independent thinkers, and they're into it. They love it, and they're very talented.
The amazing thing about children is that they get it pretty quickly. They really do, and the way that it is presented on the stage at the Children's Theater, it's really to see their eyes light up, even if they may not know all the words that are being said, but they can see that it's a mean Grinch, and they can see when it's a beautiful, healing Grinch who is feeling happy about the holidays. So it changes mm-hmm. things. You know, we know that there are families that are really going through. And I've known Peter for a long time, and I'm just curious to see, to ask, are they opening this up for the schools? How many schools will be coming to see this piece this year? Do you know?
That is a great question. I think that they have at least 5 student matinees a week.
Hmm.
And I don't know how many schools come, but when I look at the rehearsal reports, we're talking 600 people there.
Wow.
Like 300 to 600 people. So it's got to be a lot of schools. I've never seen the actual data for the number of schools that see it. But this show is many, many young people are being exposed to it, which is wonderful. And there is nothing like seeing one of those student matinees, just the electricity in those young people. Amazing.
Yeah, I've been in some of those before in the audience, and I tell you, it's life-changing when you can really understand the chrysalis that has happened in the piece.
Oh,
and all of a sudden it goes from this horrible beast to this beautiful soul who loves Christmas now and loves the mm-hmm. children and wants to be the good person like those in the village of Whoville. That to me, I still remember it. And I think that's part of why my granddaughter just couldn't stop watching it. She loved it so much. It would make her laugh, sometimes make her want to cry. But it mm-hmm. told a story that she understood even at the age of, what was she then, about 6 or 7? It's amazing to me.
Yeah.
So
it really speaks to kids of all ages, even in your 70s, 80s. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, this story has been around for a long time. And I'm so mm-hmm. grateful that it's still out there because we need it right now, especially here in America.
Absolutely.
And beyond. So as this piece comes together, are the costumes the same? Are there any changes that are happening that you've noticed in your choreography this time?
Yes, every year we make changes. The costumes, we have the same costume designer. We've had to create new costumes because we've expanded the cast slightly, and that started because of COVID. We had to make sure that we were extra covered so that the stage could be full of people. But it's still the same costume design.
Mm-hmm.
As far as choreography, we've added some big props and things like that for Whatchamahoo, which is when the Grinch goes into a nightmare. This is, you know, he's telling his young dog, Max, try to see what I see. And it's the noise that the children make on Christmas, and it's his nightmare. And so we brought in some more Susian props that are super cool to see, and created some different patterns. There's something called the Wild Ride, which you see the Grinch flying up on his sled, and young Max is flying in the air trying to pull the sled, and so that whole illusion has been recreated. And also there's been a really big shift in the relationship between the Grinch and young Max. And even the Grinch's take on everything, he's not angry with everything, like including young Max. He's not angry with young Max. It's like something was missing in his life because he's an other. He's green. No one else is green. And we can think of other plays that are like that, but other things that are directly applicable in life that are like that. And he's just on the outside, and so he's angry with that. And then how that anger kind of comes into a place where people are actually treating him very nicely, but he doesn't know how to access that kindness until Cindy Lou, one-on-one, makes connection, and she touches his heart
mm-hmm.
forever. And her forever compassion and forgiveness touches his heart. And we see that a little bit earlier this time in the play, which is interesting. And I think it's made it much more impactful. even for young kids who've never seen this before,
yeah.
It makes them really on board with the Grinch when he's trying to say those important words at the end of to the Whoville, you know, I wish you a Merry Christmas, and he can't say it. But Cindy Lou helps him and gives him the courage, which is what we need, is someone to give us the courage to do something this difficult.
Now, this runs, it's a 2-hour and 20-minute show. Of course, the 20 minutes is intermission. And
It's less than that. I think it's 2 hours total, including intermission.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Great. I am so excited that I talked to you tonight, Linda Talcott-Lee. Thank you so much for talking about it. It is so worth it. Where do people go for more information?
You can go to the Children's Theater Company website.
Okay, that's childrenstheater.org.
.com. Mm-hmm. .org, that's mm-hmm. right. That is
right.
Correct. And you can see all the information on the shows. It is booking really fast.
Right, and it's for all ages, everyone. It is for all ages. So there you go.
That is correct, all ages.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there. I'm going to see it, and I hope I get to meet you afterwards. So, Linda, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right,
My
take
pleasure.
Care. All right, everyone, our next guest is at 9:20. Stay tuned. It's Nate Allister.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is now 9:25 here at WCCO. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us for Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. We do not have our guests yet, but I do want to let you know about my brother Fred Steele and myself. We are doing a show at the Dakota on Thanksgiving night. I love Thanksgiving all the way through, man. I just love it until we get to New Year's Eve. It's just going to be wonderful. I hope that you will come. There are some tickets still left, and we would love to have you join us. The Dakota website is dakota.com. And the thing about it is that we're doing some really unique pieces. We're going to do, of course, we're going to add a few gospel songs, because of course our family, the Steels, that's where we started, in gospel music. And so we're still in love with gospel music. We just so enjoy doing it. And we also have some really unique versions of songs. We're going to do two Tony Bennett songs that were with other females. And Fred and I are just really excited about it. And the last time Fred and I did a show together was a show called Duos, Duets, and Pairings. And we did that at Crooners first, and then we did it at the Dakota, and it was a success as well. So we are so excited that you are coming. I know the tickets are going fast, and I'm so grateful for it. Some people say to me, well, you know, I've got family. And then there are those who say, I'll tell people, if you've got family and you don't have the room to you know, be able to pay for it or that sort of thing, I completely understand that. I've been there. And then there are times when you look around and you see people that you haven't seen in years, and they bring their family to the Dakota because they have a meal that is fabulous this year. Everybody has been talking about it. So, you know, it's $35 for a Thanksgiving meal. And just come, you know, buy some tickets, get your meals, and come hear a great concert. We are going to have a blast. We're going to have fun. I'm going to do some country stuff. Fred is doing a country tune. I don't want to tell you what it is. I have fallen in love with country music when I was singing with a Prairie Home Companion. I miss them so much. I miss Garrison. I miss all the people that were involved, the whole team. It was so fantastic. And I learned a lot of songs. I sang in different languages. But boy, I tell you, the country songs, I started really understanding. Kind of getting my groove on in the country music. So we've got some country music we're going to do. We've got a lot. So, you know, give us a holler if you're out in the audience and let us know that you're there, because we would love to see you there. We would love to. The band, I just have to tell you about the band. Okay, so Brian Zimniak is on the piano. He is amazing. You know, he can play jazz. He can play just about everything. Also, there's Johanna Tonis on the bass. You talking about funky and fun? Oh, wee. Y'all don't know. You don't know. You got to come find out. And then, of course, there is Kenyari Jackson, my nephew, Javita's son, on the drums. He's one of the best in town. He's just amazing. Also, we have Kenny Holman. Wait a minute. Y'all know. You know who Kenny Holman is. Yeah. And Kenny Holman plays all of these different instruments, and he is so amazing. Mesmerizing, really. Mesmerizing. I won't be surprised if we have a major standing ovation for Kenny Holman. Just so good. So we are blessed for Thanksgiving. So blessed to have the band that feels like family to us every time we're with them. We are blessed to be on the stage and actually share our gifts with you. We are blessed to be able to see our friends and family out in the audience as well. So if you want to hear about it, if you want to know about it, you want to go get tickets, just go to DakotaCooks.com. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. What are you doing Thanksgiving night? Oh, yeah, I'm singing that to Rohan Preston. The lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune. What's up, dude? That scared you, right? Your wife is standing there going, Gerlin, no better. Gerlin just messing with you, you know. It's what we do, dude.
And wonderful. And you know what? It's great because you caught me on the same plane, the same vibration, the same altitude as we're coming in right now from a Patti LuPone concert at the Ordway.
Oh, my gosh. I can't hardly talk. Jonathan said that to me, and he's like, yeah, he just finished hearing a Patti LuPone. It's like she is like, oh, what do you call her? She's so famous.
She is a superstar. But you know what? She's 74 years old. She has not lost anything on her voice. She belts like a band. I mean, she's just incredible. We're blown away.
Okay, what was your favorite song she sang?
There is a place for us somewhere.
There's
a
place
for us.
There's a place for us.
Oh my God.
Oh, man, I love that song. That's the kind of song you start weeping, you know? You're looking into the eyes of the one you love and you just start crying.
And what she did, which was so fantastic, is she injected character into all of her numbers. So you know how when you, like, if you ever watch a Tony broadcast, you see a whole range of shows, like, represented samples? Yeah. She's carrying all of that inside of her. She's one person carrying all one of that person. Inside of her. You
it's
know?
Amazing. And we have quite a few of those in the United States. We really do. People from all over that have come to the United States and have made it. They have truly made it and changed yes. lives where they really inspire you to work and become even bigger and better, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah, I've
absolutely.
Heard of her. I don't know her work all the way through. I just want you to know I was talking to Jonathan about that. But to know that she was at the Ordway, man, was it packed?
It was packed. And the best thing, well, she's known for three huge roles. The first one is she originated Evita. So Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. Mm. The whole gesture of the hands going up that Madonna does and all the other people who followed her. That's Patti LuPone.
Okay, every time you mention a song while we're doing this interview, you got to sing it. So go. Go, come
no.
on. Oh, yeah, you got to do it. You just got to do it.
I can't sing that song.
Don't sing it. What is it?
It's Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. But, you know.
Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. Right?
That's it. Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, you do the next line.
No.
I knew it. I knew it. After last Sunday, I said, he's never going to let me.
Nope. No, you can't leave me. You can't leave me to that water again.
Oh yes, I can. Oh yes, I can, Reverend. Yes, I can. Okay, so here you are listening to Patti LuPone at the Ordway, and mm-hmm. it's jam packed. What did you feel? How did you say to yourself, "I can't believe I'm here in this space listening
Absolutely.
To this particular artist"?
We were really Angela and I went together and. The Jonas Brothers are next door at the Xcel Energy Center, so they're parking was a challenge. But we loved it so much. We were really just like, yeah, that's the pinch yourself kind of moment what you have there, because it's so moving. And what she does is she's doing all the songs from all the shows that she wants to do. Some songs by men, some by for men, some songs for women, for kids, for young people, old people, whatever. It doesn't matter. And this, like, this compendium inside of her, this thing that's inside of her, which is her love of the stage. Mm-hmm. And so she's doing Sondheim and Cole Porter, and she's doing, you know, just a range of songs, a range of music, a range of styles. She's doing patter songs. She's doing ballads. She's doing Gypsy, which she's also famous for playing Mama Rose in that. Mm-hmm. And she won a Tony for that. And their third Tony is for playing a socialite in Company. And she did the famous song from that, Ladies Who Lunch. Company is closing tonight. She's closing tonight. Company is at the Orpheum in Minneapolis.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Patty's at the Ordway, how rich we are as a community to have such diversity, such range of shows, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that really is the state of Minnesota. I have traveled throughout Minnesota, going to places to sing from here and there, and I'm amazed. I am amazed at the joy that the music brings, the joy that people get up, they sing. They may not be perfect because none of us are. None of us are. Right? You know this.
Yes, I do.
But I will say, you know, when it comes to going to see a show, there are great expectations. And I know you and I have talked about that. I've said to you, you know, what is it like when it's not all that you may think it would have been? And then all of a sudden it is, because a piece can always change. And it's the same thing with singers. They can start out and you go, yes, I was hoping that person would sing that song. And then all of a sudden they sing a song that you don't know and you may not even like. Does that change your perspective about that person, or do you just say, okay, that's just one thing, it's no problem?
No, I love it, because I mean, here's the thing, you have to learn new things, you have to keep growing. And so if something is unfamiliar, is unknown, listen, lean in, be hopeful, and you know, you may be surprised. Something may carry you away,
right?
And that's the joy, that I mean, that's the discovery, that's the expansion of who we are, our spirits, and so on and so forth. No, I love learning new things. I love being surprised. I love it when they change up something that we may know and love one way. And they're like, hey, you may hear other things this way, you know, with this right. arrangement. If it's fast paced and I do adagio, then that's one, you know, that then you may be able to hear something else. Or if it's dirge-like and I just, you know, quicken the tempo and it's all scat and snap and popping fingers and everything, you hear something else. You know, I think that's all good. I love that.
Well, I think what would be good is for you and I to do a duet. So let's start. Unforgettable. Your turn.
That's what you are.
That's all I'm going to get, dude. Oh, man. Are you for real? Come on. It's not going to work out. Your wife must be standing there going, nope, don't even think about it. Right? But see, Rohan, I want the audience to know, Rohan loves to sing. Now, he may not sing in front of people, but
that's
he
right.
loves to sing.
Right? I do. And I love music, but my voice is
get over it.
It's a shower voice. It's best left reserved for one who is under with and accompanied by the sound of rushing water.
Doesn't your daughter sing though?
Actually, yeah, I think they both have pretty good voices. My wife has a good voice. They don't sing, but you know they have good voices and they can. You know?
And they're beautiful. Thank you very much. And
they are wonderful. I am a very blessed husband and dad.
You really are.
Yes.
And now that this is, you know, Thanksgiving time and it goes right into Christmas, I have to tell you, it's my favorite time of the year. And if you haven't seen Hennepin Avenue tonight, let me tell you, they have trees lit up all the way down to Washington.
Oh, wonderful.
I am so grateful because it's been sad, you know, the last few years. We just didn't see decorations downtown Minneapolis. But if you get a chance, please drive and go see. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. I'm so thrilled to hear that. I will make it a point, you know, I'm so thrilled to hear that because we took pictures tonight in Rice Park.
Oh, at Ordway. Oh, my God. It's so stunning.
And that is gorgeous, you know?
Yeah. And, of course, with the St. Paul Hotel right there is a part of it. It's so beautiful. It really is. I love that we decorate. I love that here in the Twin Cities. And it hurts me when I don't see it. I have to go all the way to, you know, some suburb just to see, you know, a small area with a whole lot of decoration. So I was so excited to see this tonight on Hennepin Avenue. I think we started seeing it around, oh, my goodness, by the Byerly's and Lund's on Hennepin. And you just keep going and you see all of these beautiful lit up trees. They're all the same color and it's just beautiful. The Downtown Council, if any of you are listening, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for putting that out there. And it just lit me up. I just went, oh my God, it's Christmas time. It's almost Christmas time. So this is a big deal for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I wish you well. I pray that your family will be safe. Take care
thank
of yourselves
you.
And enjoy.
We wish you well, too, and wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas. This is a beautiful season. It's a lot of stress for some families as well. We hope that it's not, that the joy and light of the season surpasses everything.
Amen. Well said. Now, just need to start singing songs. Okay, Rohan, you know I love you. Tell your beautiful wife, I say, hey, what's up? And take care of yourself. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy, honey. Enjoy.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. Of course, as we wrap up tonight, this is our last guest, and I'm very excited about it. It's called New Native Theater, and it's presenting A Christmas in, let me get it right, Old Choppy. And it's a comedy by a Florida man, Montana Cypress, and he is joining us tonight as the playwright, and I'm so excited to meet you. How are you, Montana?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Now, the New Native Theater is inviting audiences to join the Wheatleys, a loving Mikosuku. Oh, I got that right. Oh, Mikosuki. Thank you so much for helping us with that. It's a Mikosuki family living in the Florida Everglades. And as they try their best to prepare their holiday feast among the chaos of secret fiancés, competitive lawn decorating, basketball, gambling, and alligator wrestling, I immediately thought this is something that's really fun. Tell us about it. Is it going to be as fun as what I'm hearing?
Yes, let's just say it's a Christmas vacation meets Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. And of course, joining us as well is Rihanna Yazzie, artistic director of this particular piece. And how are you, Rihanna?
I am so good. Thank you so much for having us on tonight.
This sounds hilarious, by the way. It sounds fun and hilarious. Is that what it is, or is it so much more?
Oh, it's such a funny, wonderful play, and it's the first time that we've been able to produce a Christmas play, and we had actually planned to produce this play before the pandemic, so it's been on hold for about 5 years, and so now we're finally going to spend this Christmas in the Florida Everglades. It's very fun.
Oh, that's going to be a blast. How about that? So this is running from November 29th to December 17th at the Red Eye Theater in Minneapolis. Do you have the address of that?
Yes, I do. It's 2213 Snelling Avenue in Minneapolis. So it's, don't confuse it with the Snelling in St. Paul.
That's right.
It's in Minneapolis.
Okay.
55404.
55404. I'm so glad that you gave us that. And it will be their first production, your first production since being named a 2023 recipient of Headwaters Foundation for Justice 2023 Bush Prize. Well done. That's a really big deal.
And knowing now
that when you hear that you guys have this now, then that this particular presentation, people are looking forward to it. Are you hearing people say, I can't wait to be there? It sounds like it's going to be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. The cast is just absolutely having a ball. And, I mean, the work that we do at New Native Theater since 2009, we've been developing local Native talent. And so we've got a big cast of local community members. And I think they're, you know, they're so.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you doing Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving night. Oh, yeah, I'm singing that to Rohan Preston. The lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune. What's up, dude? That scared you, right? Your wife is standing there going, Gerlin, no better. Gerlin just messing with you, you know. It's what we do, dude.
And wonderful. And you know what? It's great because you caught me on the same plane, the same vibration, the same altitude as we're coming in right now from a Patti LuPone concert at the Ordway.
Oh, my gosh. I can't hardly talk. Jonathan said that to me, and he's like, yeah, he just finished hearing Patti LuPone. It's like she is like, oh, what do you call her? She's so famous.
She is a superstar. But you know what? She's 74 years old. She has not lost anything on her voice. She belts like a band. I mean, she's just incredible. We're blown away.
Okay, what was your favorite song she sang?
There's a place for us somewhere.
There's a place for us.
Oh my God.
Oh man, I love that song. That's the kind of song you start weeping, you know? You're looking into the eyes of the one you love and you just start crying.
And what she did, which was so fantastic, is she injected character into all of her numbers. So you know how when you like if you ever watch a Tony broadcast, you see a whole range of shows like represented samples.
Yeah.
She's carrying all of that inside of her. She's one person carrying all of that inside of her.
It's amazing. And we have quite a few of those in the United States. We really do. People from all over that have come to the United States and have made it. They have truly made it and changed lives where they really inspire you to work and become even bigger and better, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've heard of her. I don't know her work all the way through. I just want you to know I was talking to Jonathan about that. But to know that she was at the Ordway, man, was it packed?
It was packed. And the best thing, well, she's known for three huge roles. The first one is she originated Evita. So Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. Mm. The whole gesture of the hands going up that Madonna does and all the other people who followed her. That's Patti LuPone.
Okay, every time you mention a song while we're doing this interview, you got to sing it. So go. Go, come
no.
on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to do it. You just got to do it.
I can't sing that song.
Don't sing. What is it?
It's Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. But, you know.
Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. Right?
That's it. Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, you do the next line.
No.
I knew it. Last Sunday, I said, he's never going to let me.
Nope. No, you can't leave me. You can't leave me to that water again.
Oh yes, I can. Oh yes, I can, Reverend. Yes, I can. Okay, so here you are listening to Patti LuPone at the Ordway, and mm-hmm. it's jam packed. What did you feel? How did you say to yourself, "I can't believe I'm here in this space listening
Absolutely.
To this particular artist"?
We were really Angela and I went together and. The Jonas Brothers are next door at the XL Energy Center, so they're parking was a challenge. But we loved it so much. We were really just like, yeah, that's the pinch yourself kind of moment what you have there because it's so moving. And what she does is she's doing all the songs from all the shows that she wants to do. Some songs by men, some by for men, some songs for women, for kids, for young people, old people, whatever. It doesn't matter. And this like this compendium inside of her, this thing that's inside of her, which is her love of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's doing Sondheim and Cole Porter, and she's doing just a range of songs, a range of music, a range of styles. She's doing patter songs. She's doing ballads. She's doing Gypsy, which she's also famous for playing Mama Rose in that.
Mm-hmm.
And she won a Tony for that. And their third Tony is for playing a socialite in Company. And she did the famous song from that, Ladies Who Lunch. Company is closing tonight. She's closing tonight. Company is at the Orpheum in Minneapolis. Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. And Patty's at the Ordway. Well, how rich we are as a community to have such diversity, such range of shows, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that really is the state of Minnesota. I have, you know, traveled throughout Minnesota, going to places to sing from here and there, and I'm amazed. I am amazed at the joy that the music brings, the joy that people get up, they sing. They may not be perfect, because none of us are. None of us are. Right? You know this.
Yes, I do.
But I will say, you know, when it comes to going to see a show, there are great expectations. And I know you and I have talked about that. I've said to you, you know, what is it like when it's not all that you may think it would have been? And then all of a sudden it is, because a piece can always change. And it's the same thing with singers. They can start out and you go, yes, I was hoping that person would sing that song. And then all of a sudden they sing a song that you don't know and you may not even like. Does that change your perspective about that person, or do you just say, okay, that's just one thing, it's no problem?
No, I love it, because I mean, here's the thing, you have to learn new things, you have to keep growing. And so if something is unfamiliar, is unknown, listen, lean in, be hopeful, and you know, you may be surprised. Something may carry you away,
right?
And that's the joy, that I mean, that's a discovery, that's the expansion of who we are, our spirits, and so on and so forth. No, I love learning new things. I love being surprised. I love it when they change up something that we may know and love one way, and they're like, hey, you may hear other things this way, you know, with this right. arrangement. If it's fast-paced and I do adagio, then that's one, you know, that then you may be able to hear something else. Or if it's dirge-like and I just, you know, quicken the tempo and it's all scat and snap and popping fingers and everything,
yeah.
You hear something else. You know, I think that's all good. I love that.
Well, I think what would be good is for you and I to do a duet. So let's start. Unforgettable. Your turn.
That's what you are.
That's all I'm going to get, dude. Oh, man. Are you for real? Come on. It's not going to work out. Your wife must be standing there going, nope, don't even think about it. Right? But see, Rohan, I want the audience to know, Rohan loves to sing. Now, he may not sing in front of people, but
that's
he
right.
loves to sing.
Right? I do. And I love music, but my voice is
get over it.
It's a shower voice. It's best left reserved for one who is under with and accompanied by the sound of rushing water.
Doesn't your daughter sing though?
Actually, yeah, I think they both have pretty good voices. My wife has a good voice. They don't sing, but you know, they have good voices and they can. You know,
and they're beautiful. Thank you very much. And
they are wonderful. I am a very blessed husband and dad.
You really are.
Yes.
And now that this is, you know, Thanksgiving time and it goes right into Christmas, I have to tell you, it's my favorite time of the year. And if you haven't seen Hennepin Avenue tonight, let me tell you, they have trees lit up all the way down to Washington.
Oh, wonderful.
I am so grateful, because it's been sad, you know, the last few years. We just didn't see decorations downtown Minneapolis. But if you get a chance, please drive and go see. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. I'm so thrilled to hear that. I will make it a point, you know, I'm so thrilled to hear that, because we took pictures tonight in Rice Park.
Oh, at Ordway. Oh, my God. It's
yeah.
so stunning.
And that is gorgeous, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. And, of course, with the St. Paul Hotel right there is a part of it. It's so beautiful. It really is. I love that we decorate. I love that here in the Twin Cities. And it hurts me when I don't see it. I have to go all the way to, you know, some suburb just to see, you know, a small area with a whole lot of decorations. So I was so excited to see this tonight on Hennepin Avenue. I think we started seeing it around, oh my goodness, by the Byerly's and Lund's on Hennepin. And you just keep going and you see all of these beautiful lit up trees. They're all the same color and it's just beautiful. The Downtown Council, if any of you are listening, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for putting that out there. And it just lit me up. I just went, oh my God, it's Christmas time. It's almost Christmas time. So this is a big deal for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I wish you well. I pray that your family will be safe. Take care of yourselves and enjoy.
We wish you well, too, and wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas. This is a beautiful season. It's a lot of stress for some families as well. We hope that it's not, that the joy and light of the season surpasses everything.
Amen. Well said. Now, just need to start singing songs. Okay, Rohan, you know I love you. Tell your beautiful wife, I say, hey, what's up? And take care of yourself. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy, honey. Enjoy.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. Of course, as we wrap up tonight, this is our last guest, and I'm very excited about it. It's called New Native Theater, and it's presenting A Christmas in, Old Choppy. And it's a comedy by a Florida man, Montana Cypress, and he is joining us tonight as the playwright, and I'm so excited to meet you. How are you, Montana?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Now, the New Native Theater is inviting audiences to join the Wheatleys, a loving Mikosiku. Oh, I got that right. Mikosuki. Thank you so much for helping us with that. It's a Mikosuki family living in the Florida Everglades. And as they try their best to prepare their holiday feast among the chaos of secret fiancés, competitive lawn decorating, basketball, gambling, and alligator wrestling, I immediately thought this is something that's really fun. Tell us about it. Is it going to be as fun as what I'm hearing?
Yes, let's just say it's A Christmas Vacation meets Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. Of course, joining us as well is Rihanna Yazzie, artistic director of this particular piece. And how are you, Rihanna?
I am so good. Thank you so much for having us on tonight.
This sounds hilarious, by the way. It sounds fun and hilarious. Is that what it is, or is it so much more?
Oh, it's such a funny, wonderful play, and it's the first time that we've been able to produce a Christmas play, and we had actually planned to produce this play before the pandemic, so it's been on hold for about 5 years, and so now we're finally going to spend this Christmas in the Florida Everglades. It's very fun.
Oh, that's going to be a blast. How about that? So this is running from November 29th to December 17th at the Red Eye Theater in Minneapolis. Do you have the address of that?
Yes, I do. It's 2213 Snelling Avenue in Minneapolis. So it's, don't confuse it with the Snelling in St. Paul.
That's right.
It's in Minneapolis.
Okay.
55404.
55404. I'm so glad that you gave us that. And it will be their first production, your first production since being named a 2023 recipient of Headwaters Foundation for Justice 2023 Bush Prize. Well done. That's a really big deal.
Thank you so much. Knowing now
that when you hear that you guys have this now, then that this particular presentation, people are looking forward to it. Are you hearing people say, I can't wait to be there? It sounds like it's going to be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. The cast is just absolutely having a ball. And, I mean, the work that we do at New Native Theater since 2009, we've been developing local Native talent. And so we've got a big cast of local community members. And I think they're, you know, they're so entrenched in the community. So, like, for instance, one of our cast members is a Dakota language teacher. Another cast member works in the healthcare industry. Another
cast member is a local radio host at KFAI, and another cast
awesome.
And another cast member is a local musician and artist. So I mean, we're very excited. We've got a lot of buzz, and it's just fun to produce a native Christmas play.
Right, and congratulations on that. And Montana, as the playwright, how long did it take you to write this piece?
Well, it actually originated from a 10-minute short piece that I submitted to Rihanna Short Play Festival up there, and it was awesome. And then it was actually because of Rihanna who said, hey, you think we could turn this into a full-length play? And I said, oh, boy, maybe.
So not an easy thing to do, by the way.
Yeah, so, I mean, I came up with the concept. It didn't take too long, per se, to get the initial idea out, maybe 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But to refine it, to retool it, to reshape it, all of the above, like Rihanna said, has been over the past 4 years, 5 years, and that has been a process. But I think it's gotten to one of the best versions possible that is going to go up now.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really great piece. Rihanna, I'm just curious to know, once you've put the cast together, are you seeing that they are loving it as much as you do?
Oh, yeah. It's such a wonderful cast. I visited the rehearsal yesterday. It's being directed by Julia Rosa Sosa, who we have the honor of hosting. And, I mean, it's basically nonstop laughing. There's even a really funny fight choreography in it. I mean, I really can't
awesome.
Get over the Christmas. The Christmas turkey is an alligator. So that, I mean,
the Christmas turkey is an alligator. That's awesome.
I don't know how you can top that for a Christmas meal.
Lisa's not a squirrel. That's a good deal. This is awesome, you guys. So tell us now, what are the tickets? Where can we go and get more information?
So tickets at New Native Theater are all pay what you can, because we want to ensure that every community member is able to see it. But if you can pay a full price, the suggested full price is $35, but you can buy tickets online at brownpapertickets.com, and you can search A Christmas in Ochapee, or you can search New Native Theater. It's also on our website, and if you want to call our theater company, our phone number is on our website, 612-367-7639. So, yeah, please come on down. We'd absolutely love to see you all. We'll open next Wednesday, the 29th.
Well, Rihanna and Montana, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was a pleasure. And happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too.
Thank you. Right. Blessings, blessings. Well, it's been fun tonight. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Thank you so much to Chris Tubbs. And I'm having a great time, so thank you. We'll see you next Sunday. Welcome back, everyone. Of course, as we wrap up tonight, this is our last guest, and I'm very excited about it. It's called New Native Theater, and it's presenting A Christmas in, Ochapee. And it's a comedy by a Florida man, Montana Cypress, and he is joining us tonight as the playwright, and I'm so excited to meet you. How are you, Montana?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Now, the New Native Theater is inviting audiences to join the Wheatleys, a loving Mikosiku. Oh, I got that right. We're trying to get it right. Mikosuki. Thank you so much for helping us with that. It's a Mikosuki family living in the Florida Everglades. And as they try their best to prepare their holiday feast among the chaos of secret fiancés, competitive lawn decorating, basketball, gambling, and alligator wrestling, I immediately thought this is something that's really fun. Tell us about it. Is it going to be as fun as what I'm hearing?
Yes, let's just say it's A Christmas Vacation meets Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. Of course, joining us as well is Rihanna Yazzie, artistic director of this particular piece. And how are you, Rihanna?
I am so good. Thank you so much for having us on tonight.
This sounds hilarious, by the way. It sounds fun and hilarious. Is that what it is, or is it so much more?
Oh, it's such a funny, wonderful play. And it's the first time that we've been able to produce a Christmas play. And we had actually planned to produce this play before the pandemic. So it's been on hold for about 5 years. And so now we're finally going to spend this Christmas in the Florida Everglades. It's very fun.
Oh, that's going to be a blast. How about that? So this is running from November 29th to December 17th at the Red Eye Theater in Minneapolis. Do you have the address of that?
Yes, I do. It's 2213 Snelling Avenue in Minneapolis. So it's don't confuse it with the Snelling in St. Paul.
That's right.
It's in Minneapolis.
Okay.
55404.
55404. I'm so glad that you gave us that. And it will be their first production, your first production since being named a 2023 recipient of Headwaters Foundation for Justice 2023 Bush Prize. Well done. That's a really big deal.
And knowing
now that when you hear that you guys have this now, then that this particular presentation, people are looking forward to it. Are you hearing people say, I can't wait to be there? It sounds like it's going to be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. The cast is just absolutely having a ball. And I mean, the work that we do at New Native Theater since 2009, we've been developing local Native talent. And so we've got a big cast of local community members. And I think they're, you know, they're so entrenched in the community. So, like, for instance, one of our cast members is a Dakota language teacher. Another cast member works in the healthcare industry. Another cast member is a local radio host at KFAI. And another cast member is a local musician and artist. So, I mean, we're very excited. We've got a lot of buzz and. It's just fun to produce a Native Christmas play.
Right, and congratulations on that. And Montana, as the playwright, how long did it take you to write this piece?
Well, it actually originated from a 10-minute short piece that I submitted to Rihanna Short Play Festival up there, and it was awesome. And then it was actually because of Rihanna who said, hey, you think we could turn this into a full-length play? And I said, oh, boy, maybe.
So not an easy thing to do, by the way.
Yeah, so, I mean, I came up with the concept. It didn't take too long, per se, to get the initial idea out, maybe 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But to refine it, to retool it, to reshape it, all of the above, like Rihanna said, has been over the past 4 years, 5 years, and that has been a process. But I think it's gotten to one of the best versions possible that is going to go up now.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really great piece. Rihanna, I'm just curious to know, once you've put the cast together, are you seeing that they are loving it as much as you do?
Oh, yeah. It's such a wonderful cast. I visited the rehearsal yesterday. It's being directed by Julia Rosa Sosa, who we have the honor of hosting. And, I mean, it's basically nonstop laughing. There's even a really funny fight choreography in it. I mean, I really can't
awesome.
Get over the Christmas. The Christmas turkey is an alligator. So that I mean,
the Christmas turkey is an alligator. That's awesome.
I don't know how you can top that for a Christmas meal.
Lisa's not a squirrel. That's a good deal. This is awesome, you guys. So tell us now, what are the tickets? Where can we go and get more information?
So tickets at New Native Theater are all pay what you can because we want to ensure that every community member is able to see it. But if you can pay a full price, the suggested full price is $35. But you can buy tickets online at brownpapertickets.com and you can search A Christmas in Ochapee or you can search New Native Theater. It's also on our website, and if you want to call our theater company, our phone number is on our website, 612-367-7639. So, yeah, please come on down. We'd absolutely love to see you all. We'll open next Wednesday, the 29th.
Well, Rihanna and Montana, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was a pleasure, and happy Thanksgiving
to you. You too.
All right. Blessings. Blessings. Well, it's been fun tonight. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Thank you so much to Chris Tubbs. And I'm having a great time, so thank you. We'll see you next Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.